Pianist Chuck Lavelle has spent much of his life playing to packed houses and cheering crowds, all because he once tagged along with his big sister to see Ray Charles.
I'd had a little bit of music, you know, I'd learned to play the piano a little bit, learned to play some guitar, was playing tuba in the junior high school band at the time. And that concert changed my life. I decided then and there, I don't want to be a doctor, a lawyer. I want to be in a band that sounds like that.
Since then, Lavelle started his own band and released a solo album, Forever Blue. But don't be surprised if you've never heard of him. Chuck Lavelle made his name in music not as a frontman, but as a piano for hire to some of rock's biggest stars. For 30 years now, he's been tagging along with the likes of Eric Clapton, the Allman Brothers, Leon Womack, and Blues Traveler, to name a few. Lavelle's on tour now with the Rolling Stones, a band he's found time to play with for more than 20 years. A Rolling Stones tour now cannot be what a Rolling Stones tour was when you first did one.
You're right, it's better. It really is, yeah. I joined in 1982, and Ian Stewart was still alive then. For those that don't know about Ian Stewart, he was often referred to as the Sixth Stone. He had been there since the beginning, but he had kind of been removed from being a full member because he didn't really look the part. Anyway, Stu was a very peculiar and particular guy. You know, he would say, "Don't like slow songs, they're boring." And so I would play on the melodic things, on the ballads, and "Don't like minor chords, it sounds Chinese." And so anything with a minor, I would play the primary part on.
"Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ at his moment of doubt and pain made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name."
These guys have known each other since Eisenhower. They've been a band for 40 years together. Do you wonder where you fit in? I mean, obviously it's been a long time now and they're very comfortable with you, but...
Yeah, well, my role has changed through the years. I'm kind of the navigator, you know, and the record keeper, if you will, of the band. I have these two huge books. You know, these guys are so prolific. They've written hundreds and hundreds of songs. And the rehearsal segment is always very interesting because you hear these guys have written these songs and oftentimes they can't remember how they go. Or what's the middle eight, you know? Oh, God, what key is it in, you know? So through the years, I've kept this record in these two huge volumes. I think at this stage in the career, the band is enjoying looking deeper into that wealth of a catalog.
But all throughout the concert, you know, there are geezers like me from the back. "Satisfaction!"
Of course, yeah.
"Jumpin' Jack Flash!"
You bet.
They want you to play with them because you're so good. But they don't want you to be too good, right? They want you to, you know, blend in somewhere.
Well, you know, that's you have to be really cognizant, I think, in any setting. And my motto my whole career has been, you know, it's not how many licks I can play. If I get a nice solo, fine. You know, sure, I'll stretch out. But what's important is to make the song as good as it can be. And if that means just doing this, I'm happy to do that. You know, if it means doing this, I'm happy to do that. You know, it really depends on what the song is asking you to play. I'm always looking for the opportunity to accentuate. I mean, here's a small example when the song "Miss You." And there's a line, a lyric in the song, I can't remember the whole line, but where Mick says, "And the phone rings." Well, the first time I was ever played that song with the band and he said that line, of course I went, you know, I'm always looking for a way to color it up.
You were why the Allman Brothers were a boogie band. You were the boogie.
Yeah. I was very fortunate there. I was barely 20 years old when I got that gig. I had been with Dr. John prior to that and with an artist named Alex Taylor, now deceased. It was James Taylor's elder brother. And I had met the Allmans because we were all tied together in one way or another, whether we were on the same label or managed by the same person. And we started having these little series of jam sessions down at Capricorn Studios, and it was really an accident, to be honest with you. You know, I just happened to be around. I happened to start playing with them, and they said, oh, this is different, you know. Worked out.
There are people, and I'm certainly one of them, who think that Solo and Jessica is the finest piece of piano work in rock and roll.
Well, bless your heart. I do get a lot of comments on that. And recently, I got a chance to play with them again. About a year ago, they invited me up to their series of shows in New York at the Beacon Theater. And so I played four shows with them. And yeah, it was a real rush to go on the stage. And of course, we did Jessica. And it was a lot of fun.
So you can still do it.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Is that a lead-in? Okay. So forth. Not exactly verbatim, but you get the idea.
At that point, Dickie Betts hits this great note and flies off on his own
solo.
Yeah,
wow. Exactly.
Oh, I just love that moment.
You know, a lot of guys only play in one band their whole career. I have been so fortunate to have been able to dance around and do session work with people and play for a period of time with somebody like Eric Clapton, and or do the George Harrison tour, or you know, my years with the Allman Brothers Band, my own band Sea Level. More recently, playing with some artists in Nashville, Leanne Womack, Montgomery Gentry Band. It's so great because I get to take information that I've learned from one setting and apply it to the other. And there's always something to learn, always something to explore. So I think that's one thing that's kept it interesting for me.
And it took you forever to get to a solo album.
Yeah, it did. I didn't have time. You know, I had all these nice diversions, people saying, come do my tour or come do my record.
We got enough time for you to play something.
Okay. Song for Amy, written quite a while back when my first daughter Amy was a little toddler. Here's what I came up with.
Pianist Chuck Lavelle, who was National Tree Farmer of the Year for 1999, but that's another story. Currently, he's on the road with the Rolling Stones, and tomorrow they're playing Turner Field in Atlanta. Lavelle's solo album is Forever Blue. The title song and others are at npr.org.